Good afternoon, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And that's amazing information again. I'm going to paint a target on my back. Have had a lot. That's fine. I'm going after Mr. Biden's, our communist comrade Biden. And Comrade Harris, and our Comrade McDonald, Comrade Schumer, Comrade God, we got all kinds of comrades. Cowards, they be. Actually, they're waging war on the laws of the United States, and that's called treason. Okay? And interestingly enough, I watched, because I haven't heard much from General Powell, or Flynn, and I went on to True News, and they had an interview that was 2 days old, and they asked him, has Trump ever signed the Insurrection Act? He said, no. He said, is the military in charge of the government? He said, no. The guy said, I have a bottle of wine that I bet Trump would be president. Shall I go ahead and give it to the guy? And he says, I think I'd hang on to that. And right above it, it says, a good general never telegraphs what he's going to do in a war. Why would you tell the enemy ahead of time what you're going to do? Something's up. I don't know what. And I'm going to rely on General Flynn, and I'm going to rely on Trump. He has not surrendered, and he has not conceded. And they're scared spitless of him. He also said something which I think is good, is we don't need to start a new party. We need to flush the rhinos out of this one. And he said also, which what I've agreed to, I've stopped all these emails. I will not contribute to the Republican Party in general because they're not to be trusted. I will contribute to only to a specific person that I think might actually be honest. God, that's a hard thing to find in today's world. But and I've been letting them know. They've been calling me, and I've been telling them. Now, the other thing, that there's a couple of other things that are really exciting, but anyway, that tells me, hang on, be patient, it's not over. And it's interesting that General Flynn said, well, you know, the 23rd Psalm, they either walk through the valley of shadow of death. You know, we've got to be careful. He's there. We got the win in hand. Now, what the game plan may be, but people got to get their ox gored. All these union people that voted Democrat, hey, get it on, goose them, lay them off, let them know the pain. All those people down there that want to get around and have all these MS-13 and rapists and child people, and hey, that's what it takes. Turn them loose. See what they do. Look at New York City. Crime going out through the sky. Yay, let's just have less police. Wake up, folks. Get off your butt and fight. If you don't, get killed, I guess, or raped. I don't know. You have to be responsible for your own actions. That's the way the world works. And I learned trying to help the Chickaloon Native people listen to my show. I tried to help them. And they screwed me. Big time. Mark Baggage's brother, Nick Baggage, was running it. And they set this up. I was going to do the driver's license, go to court, instead of getting Alaska, get their driver's license, only for deadbeat dads that were not alcoholics or on drugs. And they refused to come. I did this thing, and I get to court, and they won't come help me. And then they rubbed my nose at it. They said, well, you know what? Nick got a $3.2 million grant to screw you, Ralph. And I tried to sue him. Then I found out you can't sue natives, corporations, unless you get permission from Congress. And I went over and met with them, and they said, why are you suing this? I said, what are you, people are stupid or what? I was trying to fight your battle, and you screwed me. Big time. It screwed up my life for quite a few years. Had to get that super high insurance. And God, I was on probation. I went to jail. But give me, that's fine. Well, I spent 30 days. They gave me 6 months and suspended 5. You know what? I don't give a rat's rump. I just got books and said, you know what? You got my body, but you do not have my mind. And when I get out of here, I get even. I don't do forgiveness to these people because I'm not geared up to give it. To give it to them. They need to be held accountable. And this is what General Flynn said. People need to get off your butt and go out and get people to run for office, get involved in your local school boards. Can you believe a union of teachers that don't show up for work and they're getting paid? Are we like stupid or what? How can you have belong to a union and not go to work and get paid? Why would they want to go to work? I wouldn't either. I'd be like that gal went down in the Virgin Islands and she had a picture. She's not looking gal. Hey, I'm on vacation. I'm getting paid. All you stupid people up there. It's too dangerous to go to school. Are we like stupid? People normally won't move until they get their ox gored. I don't know why. But there's a lot of them going to get gored. They're getting gored right now. All these union folks that voted for Biden, hey, I don't have no sympathy for you. Wake up. And we got the Democratic Party is the party of Satan, and we got a whole bunch of rhinos on the other side that are doing absolutely nothing, and they're in bed with them, just like McDonald. He married a Chi-Com wife, communist. And she had a high post in Trump's thing, and she's got rich parents, communists, and they have had an interest, shares in a boat building thing, a ship building out of China, out of communist China since 1993. No wonder McConnell he's as bad as Biden. He is. And I saw, oh my gosh, Oh, Mr. Conrad Biden is so proud of his son. He's got a $2 million book advance because he's been fighting drugs, that poor boy. Why are we elevating these people? Cuomo gets an award for killing senior citizens. Unbelievable. Putting infected people into retirement homes. What do you think might happen? The world has just gone, it's just pure evil. We're seeing communist China rear its ugly head in bed with the devil. John in Idaho, question or comment?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for taking my call, Ralph. Great program. And I've got a couple of questions. I've been listening to you for many, many years, and probably a first-time caller, I'm not sure. Anyway, it's not what you were just talking about, but it's relative to the whole situation about these laws and everything. Who actually makes a law that I have to follow? I know you've been talking about these APA deals and stuff like that. What law do I have to follow? If the federal government makes a law, is it binding? Do I have to follow state law? Where are we at?
Well, you want the unmitigated truth or do you want it sugar-coated?
I want it straight up, yes or no.
Okay. I'm just thinking of that. Did you ever watch that 6 days, seven nights movie?
Not familiar.
Yeah, that was a thing. That was can't think of her. Hey, can't think of her name. Anyway, that was a hoot. That's what she was. They're stranded. Anyway, you want to sugarcoat it or straight up? Anyways.
Oh, okay.
Here's the truth, and I'm going to go over the executive orders today so that people can understand it. I'm working on a letter to put together. I got with my. A guy on the homepage, so we're going to start getting that up, and my email's going to have two emails listed. I actually called discussion groups because they stopped the Yahoo. So I want to get those going because I'm going to be putting out information, which I'm going to talk about today, what's going on with these executive orders. It just pisses me off. I see all these big guys, it's even Mark Levin. Well, it's a false or a faux executive order, but how? Why don't you tell us what is going on? I want facts. If I don't have the facts, how can I move? I know it's BS. Here's the scoop. There haven't been any laws of the United States made since about the turn of the century. In 1936, what they did is they started off, we had laws of the United States in the statute book. Said so. Okay, they were already screwing with our republic, which if you listen to me talk. But anyway, so then what they did, they added laws of the United States, and then they also started saying, well, we're making parallel laws of the United States of America. Now, those are laws outside of the several states, territories, possessions, that sort of thing. Okay?
Okay.
So then, all of a sudden, we just got laws of the United States of America, about in somewhere in the 20s. I don't know. I'm going to get it lined out. So anyway, that goes on for a couple of years. Then all of a sudden, we start making laws of the United States of America in the statutes at the front, and then we start making something called public law, which is what we have today, PL, public law.
Okay.
And then in 1936 or 37, all we're making is public laws. Public laws are not laws of the United States. They're not laws of the United States of America. They're something totally different. And if you want, I can get it out of Black's Fort, and you can read it yourself. It's smoke. Looks like, but it's not. It's a con. So, number one, we haven't had any laws of the United States since technically 1936, for sure, actually before. But now we get even worse. The National Voter Registration Act of 1993. You got to be a citizen of the United States that has no political rights. Supreme Court said so. The 15th Amendment that says you got the right to vote says you are not entitled to do anything. All that means is you can't discriminate on who can show up at the polls. Big deal. Okay, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Yep.
Okay, so number one, citizens of the United States have no political rights. They have civil rights. They can go sue. just like you, the citizens of the several states. You're in Idaho. You should be a citizen of Idaho. You actually have the inalienable rights of the Creator. Citizens of the United States do not. Why? Because they're a statutory creation in 1866 to have the same rights as white citizens. It's still in the code today, 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. It says right there, if you're a citizen of the United States, you have the same rights as a white citizen. And talking to you, you sound white. So I wonder, how would that have application to you? Well, you had to go back to Slaughterhouse. You have to go back to Cruikshank and these cases, Supreme Court cases that came along after the 14th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it starts off with the first part is constitutional, and it says subject to the jurisdiction. Subject to? Well, that means there's something else. When subject to is, how do I get subject to something? It'd be like if I had an apartment house down the road. I'm not subject to the tenant laws in that apartment house unless I sign up for it, do I?
Right.
Make sense?
Right.
Okay, well, this is the same thing they get us on this. They get us to volunteer. They flipped the citizenship. They reconstructed the republic. There's actually a thing called the Reconstruction Acts after the Civil yes. War, and they're not lying. They reconstructed it to be a citizen of the United States, and you have no political rights. You have no inalienable rights from the Creator because it's a fictional status. Not mm-hmm. real. Okay, that particular entity then, how do we proceed forward? Well, we get the people fooled. We come along with the 17th Amendment in 1913, and we just inadvertently leave out the part where it says in the Constitution, representatives as people of the several states are supposed to elect the representatives. When they get to the 17th Amendment, they just leave out the word several.
Mm-hmm.
It's a state, so we can define it. A state is not defined, so they define it. So how do we do that? Well, let's see here. 1993, we come along and define a state as what? A state of the United States. That means that these several states are some a municipal entity under. Because the subject is state and the object is United States. And of the of is a prepositional phrase, and the object of that is United States. The is a article. And it says, and the District of Columbia. So the people that are voting under the National Voter Registration Act are the same as the people in D.C. Now, the people in D.C., it's in their code, they are qualified electors as a citizen of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Supreme Court cases ad nauseum. They do not have the right to have an Article III constitutional court. They do not have a right to have taxation without representation because they are a municipal entity under the plenary, which is the absolute power of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did to us, they get around and have us sign up. Almost every state is citizen of the United States. There's one or two that are citizens of the United States of America, which is a legitimate status, but that still doesn't give you political rights. Because if you're in Idaho, you have to have two things. You have to claim I'm a citizen of Idaho, and you have to have your domicile, of which you can only have one.
Mm-hmm.
So they flipped it. So they said, well, you can be a citizen of the United States, which means you can be anywhere, whatever's, and you're going to be a resident of Idaho. Wait a minute. You can have residence or reside. That's nonsense. You can have all kinds of places.
Right.
But you mm-hmm. can only have one domicile. So we get back to the 1993 National Voter Registration Act. It's only for citizens of the United States, and it's only for federal offices. They say so right in the act. It gets in the
mm-hmm.
code. So the question becomes, if you want public officers in Idaho, they say in this 185 ALR, if anybody wants it, I'll send it to you. Well, it says you're not entitled. It doesn't know anything about entitled, but you could have elections for the public officers in Idaho, but nobody's doing it. Okay, hold on a minute.
Uh-huh.
Back in a minute.
Okay. Thank you.
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Okay, we're back here, and the issue is, it'd be like if you had an apartment house, and if you don't have any tenants signed up, which would be like having public officers for Idaho, if you compared the state of Idaho. But if you don't have any tenants and you don't have any public officers, then what the hell's, there's no elections for them. So if nobody shows up to be a tenant, there ain't nobody home, right?
Right.
So the bottom line is there are no elections for any public officers in any of the several states because it's limited strictly to citizens of the United States only. And they have no political rights. And I got a tremendous case on Virginia, NRA Virginia, back, I think it's 1879. Goes into great detail on this issue. It's misunderstood. They have civil rights, which was the act of 1866. That's the first one, but that's why they had to say the same rights as white citizens. Now, in 1870, a black person could be naturalized and get political rights, but we don't ever hear about that because we don't need it. We're on a need to know, and we sure don't need to know about that.
Yeah. Okay?
Because when you are naturalized, you come in as a citizen of the United States of America. That was the original country under the Articles of Confederation formed by the 13 states or colonies. Okay?
Okay.
That's why the Constitution says Constitution for the United States of America, and it created a Constitution of the United States, which is applicable only within these several states and D.C. with the several states. And that's why I like to go to federal court, because the courts of the United States adopted the English common law, which is an amazing law type stuff. And the courts of the United States, the true Article III, of which there are none today except the Supreme Court of the United States, they have a very limited jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. And this is why in the Constitution of the United States, at the beginning, they say ordain and establish. They also did the same thing in Article III, ordain and establish, because they wanted to make damn sure we have a remedy. And we got none today, folks, because guess what? There are no elections in Idaho for public officers, because it's only for federal offices. Okay, so there's no public officers of Idaho. Okay.
Yeah.
So everything is go look, and I probably won't have time on the show, but I can do after if you email me. Go look and see if your Constitution of Idaho or the state of Idaho, see if it has external amendments.
Yes, they are external. I know that. Mm-hmm.
They do or do not?
It does have external, so it's an organic constitution, right?
Hold on a minute here. I got a cat here that's just... Gosh darn you. Hey, get! He wants to be petted. He's up here knocking stuff. I'm sorry, what did you say now?
We have amendments attached to the back of it, so it would be an organic constitution.
So it actually prints it out with each amendment that's external with a number like 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yes, and then we get a book whenever they make an amendment. There's something in the work that this session now that they might have to make amendments. So, yeah, they add on. We don't change anything in the Constitution that goes by amendments.
Okay, well, that's unique in states. But I tell you what, they've already overthrown your courts, and I already know that. If I look at it, I can tell you how most of them did it somewhere in the 60s and 70s. Every state did it, absolutely. Because really? One of the things that your state has, which every state has, they did it in 1935, you have something called a state plan. And that state plan is all under the Code of Federal Regulations. It covers all of your divorces, your child custody stuff, your driver's licenses, all sorts of stuff. It's all in there. And I mm-hmm. have it for every one of the states. And there's nothing state about it. But the thing is, you cannot have a public officer of Idaho if you don't have elections for them, can you?
I guess not.
No. So that's why there ain't nobody home. It's an illusion. It's all a con. And that's mm-hmm. why they define under the state as a state of the United States and the District of Columbia. Our several states cannot be in the same sentence with an and to the District of Columbia, because it's a municipal entity of which Congress has plenary power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing out here. And then what they did in 1948, boy, they don't want you to know this. They set up United States District Courts. They codified it, 28 U.S.C. 132C. Then they say judicial power of a district court. Well, I was reading Cruz's book. Who does judicial power? Only government, right?
Okay.
Okay, so we have in the Constitution of the United States, judicial power of the United States. Okay, so we've got judicial power, that's branch three or whatever, one of the three, of the United States. That's a prepositional phrase. And again, the end of it is the government is United States, right?
Right.
Okay, so now if we have these other courts that are by statute, it says judicial power of a district court. Is the district court a government?
Hmm.
Hold on a minute. We'll get to that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay. So now what we have is a problem. We have a citizen of the United States, has no political rights, has no inalienable rights, because it's created by statute. It's not the citizen of the United States that we're supposed to have, where we can take on the character of that, which is different, and go to Washington, D.C., and petition Congress. This is a statutory creation. Anytime you create something by strictly statute, obviously it has no soul or nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we run into a problem. Where does this thing go to court? Can't go to an Article 3 court.
Yeah.
No, it can't go there because it has to have a case of controversy. And you also cannot take regulations to an Article 3 court because there's no case or controversy. There's got to be it's got to be in law or equity, and it's neither. So they created a new set of courts, and they come up with, the reason is accepted practice. That was the authority. Now, doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
But then I found two cases. And boy, when I got that in the Moody's case, they said, well, we're not going to look at those two cases. You didn't bring them up soon enough. Wait a minute. These, you never heard, there's no such thing in briefs. When you bring in case of a case that's been cited, there's no such thing as you didn't bring it in soon enough. The issue is we may not have brought a fact in, but I'm finally found the case that says what these guys are doing. And what it says, United States District Court is a Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It is a legislative court under Article 1, under Congress. It says so, plain English. And it also says the judicial power, it says here, the last provision, it says should be noted that a fundamental district judge has no judicial power individually. His judicial power is exercised as a representative of the court. Jurisdiction is lodged in a court, not in a person, so the judge exercising jurisdiction acts for the court. So the judge is acting for the court. He's representing the court. He's supposed to be independent looking at the law, right?
Right, yeah, that's what you think.
And then it goes on further to say, subject to the absolute control of Congress. So that judge is representing a court, a statutory legislative court, because it's in Article 1, not Article 3. So it's under the plenary power of Congress. So when you get in there to the United States District Court, that guy is representing those AOs up in Congress.
Yep.
Ain't that special?
Yep.
Now, that gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling, don't you? We got Schumer and all these idiots up there. We got McConnell, a bunch of rhinos, sellouts, and they're representing what Congress does? That ain't the way it's supposed to work. We're supposed to have the rule of law equally applied to everybody, regardless of skin color, religion, or whatever the heck you want, flavor you want to go in there. They don't exist.
Yep.
So the short story is, there are no laws of the several states, and technically there are no laws of the United States. Because
wow.
Here's what I'm going to get to in this next hour is important. This is so key to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Agencies rule against us, right?
Yes.
What do agencies do? They made the Administrative the Federal Register Act of 1935. And any agency, okay, there's only one thing they have to do. They have to use regulation. This is mandated by the Federal Register Act of 1935.
Yes.
They are mandated to put it in the Federal Register. It's like Congress is mandated to make laws of the United States in D.C., right? All agencies can't move against you or me unless they have a regulation. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
The key is none of the regulations have the force and effect of law, which I'm going to talk about here before we get through today. None of them have the force and effect of law because the agencies were getting out of control. FDR's New Deal, he loved his agencies. They came up with the Administrative Act in 1946 to have what's called substantive regulations that have the force and effect of law, because they were just making them all over. Nobody knew what was going on. I mean, it's like turning a kid loose in a candy shop. You don't have any idea what he's eating. He just, whoa, here, a little. So they come up with the Administrative Procedures Act, but they didn't make it, of course, typical Congress, which is what I'm going to go over. They have to publish in the Federal Register. And here's the other key. Congress has to give them a specific delegation of power for a specific thing in an act. They can't give them general authority, which IRS does like under 7805, because those are interpretive. Because if they did, that makes them they're making all the laws without it. We don't even have any control, really, right? So they have to make a very specific, Congress could say, okay, well, on the certain thing, we'll allow you to make a regulation on this specific issue. Okay? Guess what else is governed by that? The executive orders.
Okay.
Executive orders, because what they did in the Federal Register Act of 1935, they said a federal agency means the President of the United States. That's in black and white.
Yep.
Okay, so now then we've got the President has to have specific statutory authority to make an executive order stick, and agencies do, but they have to go through a regulatory process. The President, he just does an executive order and even have to cite that.
Mm-hmm.
Agencies have to go through a proposed rule and a final rule.
Yes.
That's the way they go about doing it. But then when you, which I'm going to be talking about, if you know how to read their stuff, it's smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen, and what makes it so important that people are finally, I finally caught on the other day. God, I just, when I, this stuff is right in front of you, they put it in, they compile the Federal Register publications under what's called the CFRs, Code of Federal Regulations. So a code of regulation may have a lot of stuff published in the Federal Register. It may have 5, 6, 10 of them. But the Code of Federal Regulations is, number one, not positive law, and number two, they don't have to take judicial notice of it because it's just somebody putting this stuff together. There's no, there's nothing to say it's really, well, you know, what's actually the text is correct. So the judicial notice is of the Federal Register that's published in the Federal Register of 1935. It says the courts shall take judicial notice regardless of anything else. So the only way you can attack an agency, you have to go to the specific Federal Register. Then you have to look and see if it qualifies as a subsidy regulation. And I'm going to get into how to do that.
Yeah, and you discussed that in a previous program already.
How in the hell are you going to follow all everything I just said? You aren't,
it's
are you? I mean, this is the first
it's
place out. It's like trying to get a college education and starting out and you missed the grade school.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to go into it. I'm going to go into these to this mask nonsense, because what Biden, there's one thing he's done. Trump got the wall built by putting a national emergency shall exist, and under that he can reallocate funds.
Yes.
So what Biden did is he canceled. There's no national emergencies. We love them MS-13. We love them rapists. We love them people that are bringing in all these fentanyl and all this stuff that's killing all kinds of people. We just love those people. Bring them all in, Bubba. Because they want to turn Texas blue, for one thing, so there'll never be any elections. And number two, they want to overthrow our republic because they're in bed with China.
Yes.
That's a fact. They love China. So now we got to wake up and fight and get our republic back. But Trump's got something up his sleeve. But, yeah. You know, if these people getting out of these places would just go and rape and kill Democrats, I wouldn't have a bit of trouble with it. The problem is they don't. They kill everybody. They're not. They don't care what your flavor is. They, just like New York, crime has gone up so much, murder and everything has gone up. But New Yorkers, what do they do? Some of them are leaving. Well, why don't you get a hold of your government and grab a hold of them by the cojones and say, hey, we're going to do a recall like in California and start voting for people that got some sense.
Yes, exactly.
But people don't, until you get your aux cord, people don't want to do anything. That's just that's a fact of life.
Yeah. Well, I got one more question, and maybe you've already answered it, but now we've got, they are working on a bill, H.R. 127, and that's the big gun bill they got coming that is going to make us.
I'm sorry, say that again?
They're coming with H.R. 127, which is the big gun bill for a registry and firearms insurance, federal firearms insurance, and ban certain guns. So from what you're saying, it doesn't...
Do you have a copy of it?
Well, no, it's just in the works. They haven't even... it's a new bill.
Okay, well, when you get a copy, it's only, but I can debunk this stuff. I can tell you what's wrong with it. I guarantee you, I have looked at the gun regulations in Title 27, ATF, and all that. Same problem. There ain't nobody home.
Yep.
It's smoke.
So it won't be anything that we have to, even if they pass it, it won't be something that we have to follow as a law.
But why don't we fight this and expose them for what they are? Knowledge is power. Jose in the Bible, my people die for a lack of knowledge. Why doesn't these hosts like Mark Levin and Laura Ingraham, I like to watch, but they, I can't be the only guy on this planet Earth that's figured this out. I mean, it's there. It's printed. I operate on what they print.
Yep.
Call me Father Ralph. I love confession, but I got loose lips, and I can't keep secrets. So if you confess it to me, I'm going to shout it from the rooftop.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay. Well, I better get on here. There's probably other people that want to get on with you. And when I get something on this HR 127, I'll shoot you an email with more information on it.
Well, I highly recommend, too, is send me emails at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. And I operate off of donations. It's $250 a month or a year or free if you can't afford it. But you will get my stuff and spread it far and wide.
Okay.
I'm trying to get people wake the hell up and fight, but get the knowledge. And I'm going to be putting out a letter on this mask nonsense to say, you know what, Mr. Biden, and you know, Mr. CDC, your stuff hasn't got the force and effect of law. And if I'm injured, I can sue you because I am giving you constructive notice.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
As soon as they get done with the mask nonsense, people are going to be lining up to take this vaccine, which is just a gene therapy. It's not a real tested vaccine. So that's a similar issue.
As soon as I see the stuff on it, I can blow it out of the water. I need the paper. I need what they say they're going to do.
Okay.
You give that to me, and I can cut through it like hot butter. Okay?
Okay.
Well,
fair enough. We'll leave it at that. I appreciate talking to you. Keep up the good work, and we'll stay in touch.
Sure. Well, it got me all wound up there. It's easy to do. Has anybody watched Mike Lindell of MyPillow put out a video? Conclusive, absolute evidence of the elections. We haven't been in control of our election since I have no idea when. It's all an illusion. We're in the Matrix. And what is at the end of that, Mike Lindell's 2 hours, is the computers it came from, the countries it came from, how they got there, what computers they went to in this country, what precinct, what computer, and what votes they changed and how many. What more do we need? What more do we need? They wanted evidence. They got just hundreds of thousands of pages documenting all these places, and 60% of the stuff is being coming from China. Does that not like foreign government and interference with the elections? They know the computer that it came from. And they know the computer it went to, and they know what they changed. What more do you want? You got the IP addresses and all that. What really is telling, it's on WorldNet Daily, WorldNet Daily. It's on InfoWars. They put it on True News as a link. That's it. It's not on Breitbart. It's not on Newsmax. Why is that? Why aren't these other... This is conclusive evidence. I mean, you watch that video, and I challenge anybody. We got the evidence, folks. It's real. Down to the computer, where it came from, and the computer it went to, and what they did. What more evidence do you want? I don't get it. I'm going to get a hold of my senators and my representatives. Got Murkowski. Gosh darn, help me up there. Boy, I tell you what. We had to go into the dregs of hell to bring her up. Murkowski is, she's crazier than a loon, man. I'm telling you. I'd be better off if I go over to the Sing Asylum or the Insane, someplace where they have crazy people and grab somebody there to get more logic. She is totally corrupt. Beyond belief. She bought her election. She knows how this works. And they even printed that in the law. She's paying off the natives to go vote. That's no big deal. Nothing to see here. We got a video in Georgia. Nothing to see there. And then the arrogance of Biden and Jill Biden and Hunter. Oh, he's going to have a book deal. I'm so proud of my drugger, the guy that's our cartel guy, that's our bag man. He got a $2 million. He's going to write a book. Oh, whoopee-doo. You betcha. You literally cannot make up what's going on today.
I just can't.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're back here. One of the sayings, I got to call her just a minute. When a man who is honestly mistaken is confronted with the truth, he will either cease to be mistaken or he will cease to be honest, anonymous. And I'm going to pound on some of these politicians and stuff. And my question is, I want you to watch the Mike Lindell Absolute Proof, and I want you to tell me, what evidence do you have to go against this? This is the actual evidence. Now, what is your excuse now? Scott in Nevada, question or comment?
Yeah, Ralph, I just caught this last night. The Supreme Court has agreed to consider four election lawsuits, one of them by Sidney Powell, So this ought to be interesting. What if they can clearly show fraud? And that's about that. That's all I got to say. Talk to you later.
Do you have the case number by chance?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the case numbers?
No. They just agreed to consider those four lawsuits, and Sidney Powell's one of them.
Okay.
And it'll be later this month.
I'll find out. See, the bottom line is John Roberts needs to go.
Yeah.
He's our age. You know?
If we had clever reporters, there's only one question to ask John Roberts. Is the Pope infallible? If he says no, he's a Catholic in name only. And if he says yes, you know he's a moron. Okay, Ralph, I'll let you go.
I want to know what John Epstein's got on you, Bubba. Because he's as gay as a $10 bill. So... anyway, I'll look that up. That's interesting. I haven't heard from Sidney Powell for a while. I went to her defending the Republic, and it says we've got a new web page. We're not done yet. So there's something coming. But like General Flynn, we're not going to tell them what it is. You can't give the enemy tell them what you're going to do. You got to get them by surprise. And Trump has not conceded or surrendered. And after all he's went through for 4 years, I just have great faith that he's just not going to walk away and say, oh, that was fun. Nope, I don't believe that in a heartbeat. His son would make a heck of a president, too, because he's real quick-witted, and I don't know what his IQ is, but Trump's is up around 155, somewhere in that area. So he's a smart dude. And there's nobody in Congress other than a handful could have done what to go through all the money that he's made in business and not be able to find something to try to hang him. And when I watch these other people, I'm telling you, I watch Obama and these liars. It's like I'm looking at Satan or something. There is a spiritual war going on in the world. And the pale horse, one of his things, is a plague, killing a third of the thing. And if you go look at this vaccination nonsense, they are not the typical type vaccination stuff that they make normally for vaccinations. And they have tested this type of stuff on animals, and they get a secondary infection, and they all die. Untraceable. Yeah. And if you want to see the video on it, the scalp is very reputable. It'll shock you. You couldn't give me a vaccination for this, not in this lifetime. Not going to happen. This ain't going to happen. And as soon as I see their stuff on vaccinations, I'll debunk it because it has no force and effect of law, which I'm going to talk about the next hour on executive orders and the other, and I'm going to be posting the stuff to my IRS list, a letter to give you. It'll probably be a two-page letter or so, and I want to have the documents available on my homepage to back it all up. Here it is, your stuff. I love confessions from criminals. Back in a minute.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, oh.